AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama starts a three-day visit to Alaska today. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the president is using the trip to highlight the effects of climate change.
The president's long argued America's already seeing stronger storms and deeper droughts from climate change, but Alaska, which has been warming twice as fast as the lower 48, has seen the effects first in the form of melting glaciers and permafrost and rising sea levels that are devastating the hunting and fishing grounds of Alaskan natives.
The man charged in the fatal shooting of a suburban Houston sheriff's deputy will be arraigned today. Shannon Miles is charged with capital murder after Deputy Darren Goforth was shot from behind as he was gassing his patrol car last Friday evening. At a vigil for Goforth yesterday, Christopher Watkins told KPRC-TV.
And I don't care which department you are, they are understaffed, they are overworked, and they are underpaid. But they still get up and do it every day.
Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says the attack was unprovoked. There was no evidence that Goforth knew Miles. Wes Craven knew how to frighten people. The horror movie writer-director had people glued to their seats in the 1980s with Nightmare on Elm Street. In 2005, he said he identified with theatergoers.
You kind of are like the audience, you know. I think I've always felt like what I'm afraid of is basically what the audience is afraid of.
Craven's horror debut was in 1972's Last House on the Left. He also came out with Scream. Craven died yesterday in Hollywood. He was 76. Chicago Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta says he had a few seconds to relish his ninth-inning strikeout at the Dodgers' Chase Utley that closed the first no-hitter of his career.
Waiting for the teammates to mob me, waiting for the Gatorade bath, and that was a great feeling.
Arrieta's no-hitter is the sixth this season, the second against the L.A. Dodgers in the last 10 days. This is AP Radio News. Hurricane Ignacio is losing strength as it slips to the north of Hawaii, and in eastern Atlantic, Tropical Storm Fred has now become Hurricane Fred. What's a video music award show without tense moments between the performers?
And now, back to this.
At first, it was Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift beefing over Minaj's complaint about not being up for Video of the Year for her hit Anaconda. The two patched things up. They performed live to open the show. But then when she accepted her award for a hip-hop Video of the Year, Minaj went after host Miley Cyrus, calling her out for taking sides in the dispute. Cyrus was clearly rattled by the verbal attack. Then in this comment meant for the audience, she seemed to be addressing Minaj.
It's no big deal. It's just an award.
Minaj could be seen yelling back at Cyrus, but by then, her mic had been shut off. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Congratulations, Nikki.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.